risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
A young boy once received a brand new starship as a gift on his birthday. It was a glorious gift, the flagship of that particular line of toys, with all the best characters and lots of new and innovative features. And of course, you needed batteries to run it. The boy was absolutely thrilled. He couldn't wait to open his new toy and build it and begin to explore, to pretend galaxies. But then reality hit home. It was a school day. It was his parents' custom that the morning of his birthday before school, he would be able to open his gifts, but he would have to wait to play with those gifts. So the boy got dressed, he got ready, and he traveled off to school, thinking about that toy all the way to school. While at school, his mind drifted back to that new toy, back to that new starship waiting for him at home. He imagined all the fun that he would have when he finally got home. But that was just it. There was still a whole day of sitting through class before he could go home and play. Unless the boy's mind hatched a plan. There was one way to speed this process along. He could leave school early, make it home before the end of the day, and begin playing with his new toy right away. All he would have to do was tell a lie. Lie to his teacher. Tell her that he was sick. So that's what he did. The boy pretended to be sick. His mother was called, and she came and got him and brought him home from school. Switching gears, the reading we will be focusing on today is the gospel reading from Luke 24. The resurrected Jesus interrupted a gathering of the disciples as they were assembled to discuss the sightings that had occurred. Peter had seen Jesus with his own eyes, and he was amazed. Two disciples walking to Emmaus had seen Jesus, and they marveled. And now, all of a sudden, they all had seen Jesus because he was standing right in front of them as they were hiding behind locked doors. Jesus stood before the disciples, and we are told that they disbelieved for joy. Now, it's easy to relate to this joy. If any one of us suddenly saw a deceased loved one back from the dead, we would be also experiencing disbelief and joy. We'd be glad because one who'd been lost to us has been returned. What's more difficult to grasp is the comparison of repentance to this joy. As we proceed further into this reading, we hear Jesus teach his disciples that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. Repentance. In addition to other passages of scripture for today, we suggest the connection between repentance and joy. In our Acts reading, Peter preaches at the temple gate that the worshipers assembled that there should be repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. In John's epistle, he reminds Christians that Christ appeared to take away our sins. And those who abide in him, we should put away sin and practice righteousness. These are themes consistent with repentance. But our intro for today talks about the joy that comes with the morning. Our fathers in faith, as they planned these propers for this day, would have us place these two things side by side, repentance and joy. Indeed, Jesus himself appeared to his disciples in our reading introduced into their experience of joy the need to teach and talk about repentance, to make a change. Going back to the story I started off with, the boy with the toy starship wound up back at home with his mother. She brought him up to his room, tucked him into bed so he could rest and feel better. No sooner was he in bed than he began to ask his mother about getting out that new toy. She suddenly saw through his deception and confronted him. The boy was caught in his lie and caught in his sin. This is never a pleasant or joyful piece or a place for us to be in. The boy felt a sudden tinge of panic and guilt. He was faced with a dilemma. Should he own up to his sin? Or should he continue to lie and cover his tracks? His instincts, influenced by the old Adam, told him to continue to lie. He decided to follow his instinct. He told his mom he truly was sick. She took his word for it and left him in his room, alone, with his guilty conscience. One thing worse than repentance for us is trying to live with a guilty conscience. It introduces fear. It makes you irritable. It makes you angry. You feel the need to justify yourself. A guilty conscience can make you absolutely miserable. It can throw your life into turmoil. The initial sin and temptation cause you to compromise yourself and set aside what you know is right, fulfill the desire influenced by the temptation. But once the sin's been committed and you have to live with it, there's fear. Fear that manipulates you. It controls you. It pushes you into further and further sin. Your life, which had been nice and well-ordered, which had a well-ordered conscience, well-ordered relationship, is turned upside down. The boy and his toy starship were caught in that dilemma. The resurrected Jesus has come to set us free from such a dilemma. Jesus sets us free from sin and a guilty conscience through repentance and forgiveness. The resurrection of Jesus brings joy, even joy in repentance. When Jesus stood before his bewildered disciples as they were hiding and discussing the fact that apparently he was alive, he told them that repentance and the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. The disciples at that moment were overjoyed. Jesus was alive. And he stood before them, face to face. And he even ate a meal with them. They received joy because they were with Jesus. It was Jesus' desire that they share the good news of his resurrection with the whole world, with the whole world, so that the world could also receive joy. There is joy for Christians in the proclamation of repentance and forgiveness. Now, the young boy, he sat up in his room and he stewed in his feelings. He stewed in that guilt, in that fear, in that regret. He knew he'd lied to his teacher. He knew he had lied to his mother. He wanted to make it right, but he was afraid. He was scared. He was ashamed of what he had done, and he was afraid of having his sin found out. Remember the lessons that he had learned from his brother and father about saying you're sorry when you've done wrong. So he took heart. He took courage. He went down to his mother and told her what he had done. This was terrifying at first. But once the sin was off his chest, he was relieved. He was even more relieved when he felt the warm embrace of forgiveness from his mother as she hugged him. He knew he had done wrong. He knew he might even have consequences to face. Maybe that toy that he really likes would be taken away from him because of this. But he also knew he was forgiven. There was joy to be found in that forgiveness. How much greater is the joy when we discover that for the sake of the death and resurrection of Jesus, our sin against God has been forgiven? Think about that. God has spared no expense to pay the debt for your sins. He sent his one and only Son to die on the cross in judgment for you. He paid the penalty that you owe. He sacrificed his own body and blood on the cross for you. And God has accepted that sacrifice. It is enough. It is sufficient. There's no more payment needed to be made. Jesus, who died, is now alive. Because all our sin has been accounted for, paid for, covered. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the resurrection of Jesus is your joy. He who has died is alive. Repent of your sin before God and know that he has truly forgiven you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Live in the joy of the gospel. Repent of your sin before one another. Give forgiveness as freely as you have been forgiven. Live in the joy of restored relationships with one another. The resurrected Jesus instructed his disciples that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. Jesus has died and is now alive. Repent of your sin. Receive God's forgiveness. Live in the joy of the gospel. Because Christ has risen. He has risen indeed.
Alleluia.
Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds. Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Amen.